experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we have with us on the line Megan Sowers, who is a registered equine massage therapist. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Hello.
Megan, can you help our listeners understand exactly what is a registered equine massage therapist?
I do massage therapy primarily for horses, but also for small animals. I deal with muscles and soft tissues, and it's a therapeutic tool just as massage therapy is for people.
Well, it's interesting because as someone who loves to get a good massage, it's funny because I can just imagine how happy the animals must be based on how happy I am, but it's hard for them to communicate it. So how do the animals communicate to you when they like what you're doing or if they don't like what you're doing?
Animals are really good at communicating. You just have to know to pay attention to the way they're communicating. But horses, for sure, they let you know when they're in pain. I will get some teeth bared at me or a leg lifted every once in a while. But they also, they will turn around and nuzzle me. They'll fall asleep. They drool. Just, all of those things. And just like with a dog when you're petting them and they roll on their side and they're so happy. They really show affection well. So I'm one of their favorites who comes to visit, for sure.
So we're familiar with the human massages. Now, being a horse massage therapist, is there any prerequisites like really big hands or anything like that? Is there a difference in the ability to massage a horse versus massage a human?
Not the size of your hands doesn't make a difference. Your strength level. I'm not a big person, but you learn how to use your body and to strengthen your body in order to work on the size of the muscles. And on some of the bigger animals, I do have to stand up on a stool so that I can be high enough to work on their back. But, you learn to build up your strength and the way to use your body and able to really affect the muscles of that size.
Well, I won't try to do an arm wrestle or anything like that.
I have a good handshake, I'll tell you.
And Megan, how do you go about learning how to do what it is that you do? Is this something that you take courses for? I mean, help me understand that.
I went to a school in Canada. It was a two-year school for equine massage therapy. There are a few schools in the United States, but none of them compare to the school in Canada that I went to. It was the most intense, lengthy, detailed program that I could find. And so I went over there for 2 years and got my certification for the animals and came back here and started my practice. And I do try to take any type of continuing courses or further education that I can find.
What inspired you to do this? Because that's 2 years of your life that you took out for specifically this task. When did the light come on, and what was the inspiration behind this?
Well, I grew up riding. I started riding when I was 4. I started competing when I was 6. And so horses have always been a part of my life, and I knew that I wanted to do something hands-on with horses, but I wasn't totally sold on going to vet school. And I just happened to come across an ad in a magazine for this school in Canada for equine massage therapy, and I thought, that would be perfect. I could have my own business. I could make my own schedule. I would be able to be out with the animals and really helping them to feel better. And I work mostly with competitive horses, which my hobby is riding competitively. So it kind of all blended together.
Megan, I have a question. Where do you do this? I mean, do people come to you or do you go to them? And forgive the humor, but you got to have one heck of a strong massage table for a horse.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I am based out of Howell. I live in Howell, and most of my clientele is within 2 hours. I drive up to 2 hours in every direction, but I have, in certain cases, gone further. But I travel to the animal's farm or home, and I don't need a table.
Well, I was going to say it would have to be pretty industrial.
Right.
Give us a case study or a case that kind of comes to mind when it kind of basically expresses your skills. You know, give us a story of a scenario where you've gone and made the difference.
Oh, there's so many. I just recently had a dog that I worked on who had two major surgeries in less than a year. And I get contacted by vets quite often to go in and work on animals who are recovering from surgeries or injuries as a part of their rehabilitation. And so I was going in once a week to work on this dog, along with physical therapists and other professionals, to help not only keep the animal's well-being at mind and keeping him relaxed through everything that he was going through, but also to help keep the amount of scar tissue buildup down and increase the circulation to the healing areas to get proper nutrients to the areas. And he's doing really well, and it really made a difference in how smoothly his recovery process went.
Megan, if one of our listeners is interested in getting in touch with you or utilizing your services, how would they do that?
Well, they can either call me on my cell phone or contact me via email.
And what is that number or email address, if you don't mind giving it out?
Sure. My number is 517-861-0988. And my email address is Megan_Sowers@yahoo.com.
We've been talking this morning with Megan Sowers, who is a registered equine massage therapist. And it sounds like if you're anywhere within 2 hours of Howell, Megan might be available to help you when it comes to getting a massage for your either horse, dog, or cat. Thanks so much for being on the show, Megan. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.